Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
It's that time again. We're going to be looking at events in Surrey, and the lady knows all about it. It's Diana Roberts. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
And hot on the heels from a morning at Chessington World of Adventures.
And how was Chessington World of Adventures?
It was very good. I've been on the Gruffalo ride today.
A Gruffalo?
Yes, I got a little bit wet, to be fair, but...
They got a real Gruffalo there, have they?
Wait, do you remember Professor Burp's Bubble Works?
Not really, no. I haven't been into that.
Well,
you
that have. Is now the Gruffalo ride.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So the boat bit is identical.
Oh, I see. They just dressed it up differently.
The bit where you go underneath the sprays of water is identical, all the decor all the way around is
it's
the Gruffalo. And very well done it is too. I love it.
And kids will love that.
I love it.
Right.
Never mind the kids, the adults love it.
Right, so what are we coming up again towards the end of the summer holiday period, aren't we?
Now? We are, but there's still plenty going on. And I'm going to start with this one, Surrey Sculpture Society Trail. I want to get along to this for two reasons. One, my social media feed has been full of loads of images of the sculptures in the garden at Wisley, and they all look seriously amazing. And also one of my friends, Terry Smart, who makes these little sort of vases of cats and other animals, and I have 11 of them of cats.
Oh, yeah, I can't
and
resist.
She actually made one for me specially that was a tuxedo cat.
Oh.
Because she said she didn't like doing it because solid black didn't work as a colour, but because I wanted one, she made me one, so I've got an absolute original there. And she's got some stuff. She's got a like a sycamore seed. Was one of them, and it's the sculpture trail. It's open, it's on from the 25th of August through to the 23rd of September, so you've got tons of time to get along. It's open every day from 9 in the morning till 6 at night. There's plenty of contemporary and traditional sculpture. You can find your favourite from a variety of inspirational sculptures by some of the Southeast's finest established and emerging artists. All sculptures are available to buy. And next week, I'll be talking about, and here's a date check, 4th of September to the 9th of September, Wisley Flower Show.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Happening at Wisley. We're coming up, of course, to Bank Holiday Weekend. And I just thought I'd give a name check here to three fates that are happening, because it's Bank Holiday Monday is very much fate day, isn't it?
Indeed.
27th of August, there's a family fun day at the Talbot in Ripley. There's a Godston Fate and Donkey Derby and the Normandy Village Fate as well, all on the 27th. So that's somewhere you can get along to. Another one, so we're in September, the food has arrived. Harvest time is here, autumn's around the corner. And one of the biggest events of the year is Woking Food and Drink Festival, taking place 31st of August to the 2nd of September, centred around Jubilee Square in Woking, but spreading out all over the place as it's now its sixth consecutive year. It's a three-day festival and serves up a mouth-watering menu of foodie and family activities. Starting, as I said, at Jubilee Square, they've got celebrity and local chefs, Surrey's top culinary talent displaying their top-draw skills, and Michelin star flair in the Tante Marie Culinary Academy Theatre. They have international Emmy-nominated Ching He Huang, who's demonstrating her style of modern Chinese cooking and talking about her seven best-selling cookbooks. BBC MasterChef champions Kenny Tutt and Salila Mahood Ahmed, who respectively triumphed over tens of contestants in front of millions of TV viewers. Flying the flag for Surrey is Lorna Gangotra Nanda, local food business owner, one of the three Gangotra sisters who were winners of BBC Two's The Big Family Showdown. So they've got all the big names in here now. Steve Drake's going to be there. They've got Fernando Stovall from Stovall's of Chobham. Have you ever been there? That's lovely.
I haven't, no.
Dan Britton and Jimmy Mystery, who are chefs and pop-up restaurateurs. Jack Sturgis, who's Bake with Jack. I've mentioned him a few times before. Steve Tremblay, private chef and caterer, and loads of stuff. There's loads of stuff for the kids. There's plenty of things to taste. There's live music and street entertainment, and basically what's not to love? Fill your face for 3 days. That's what I say. And if that's not enough, Guildford has got a beer festival at G-Live. This is on the 7th to the 8th of September. It's Friday night is 6:30 to 11. Saturday is, there's a 12 o'clock session and a 6 o'clock session. Each session's £12 and you get a glass and you can try ales from the country's top independent brewers, a hog roast, a barbecue, live music, and yeah, all at G-Live. There's parking there as well. No, you've missed your early birds. They were by the end of June. So there, but there are discounts. If you've got groups of eight or more, you can save 10%. So go along and enjoy some of that. There's some of our usual faves are going to be there. Surrey Hills Brewery, Hogsback Brewery, a bit of Silent Pool Gin as well, I suspect.
Oh, now you're talking.
We still have some time and please, some decent weather for some outdoor cinema. Hatchlands Park have really gone to town on this year. They've done some fantastic outdoor cinema and outdoor theatre. Outdoor cinema, 1st of September, Back to the Future.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a great film, that.
That starts at 8:30 on the 1st. It's over 30 years since Michael J. Fox went back to the future in possibly the coolest time machine ever built. And I remember actually seeing a DeLorean that had been done up like that.
Really? Oh, right.
There was a special anniversary, and there's a guy quite locally who has built one.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it works, but I mean. It's got all the numbers on it and everything, and I actually saw it. That was really cool. Tickets are on the Hatchlands Park website or from the Guildford Tourist Office there. Now, if you're prepping your gardens for the winter and looking for next year as well, there's a Plant Heritage Surrey Branch Plant Fair taking place 26th of August at Denby's Wine Estate from 10 until 2. It's a charity plant sale raising money for the conservation of cultivated plants. Completely free entry and then spend. That's always good. Now, two of the gentlemen involved in this, both the conductor and one of the bass singers, I met on Wednesday when I was at that other radio station. Over the Hill and Over Dale, the Vaughan Williams Singers inaugural concert takes place on the 27th of August at, of course, Leith Hill Place, most appropriately as it was once the home of Vaughan Williams. They perform at 6 p.m. in the childhood home of Ralph Vaughan Williams, marking the 60th anniversary of the composer's death the previous day. Tickets are available from the National Trust, price £15, and there is a telephone number which I will leave with Graham if you are interested, or go to the Leith Hill House website. Over at Cranley Arts Centre, now they've been so busy all summer, they've done so much stuff over there. They've now got an adult workshop pottery course, which is 4 weeks. Everything is provided. It costs £100, that's for all four sessions in total. And you can either go in the afternoons starting on the 4th of September or in the evenings starting on the 4th of September. Tickets include all the materials, and it's led by Sue Rogers of Bus Stop Pottery, and you can try your hand at making beautiful creative objects out of clay, learn slab and coiling techniques and how to throw a pot on a wheel, and experiment with the art of glazing. And don't do what I did, go with far too long nails and end up cutting the top off the pot and turning it into
dear.
A dish.
Oh, dear.
There you go. But great fun. If it's something you want to get into, everything is provided for you. Pottery is something where, to do it properly, there's quite a big investment in kit. And if you're not, if you don't gel with it, then you've wasted an awful lot of money. So you can go on a four-week course for just £100. It's £25 a night, which is not huge, bearing in mind all the materials provided. And then at the end of it, you know if you really want to invest or not. Right, Rural Life Centre. Now, I want to go to this. This is their vintage revival. The real reason I want to go to it is I've got Rural Life Centre withdrawal symptoms after Wayfest last weekend. And I'm counting the days to Wayfest next year because it was so brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's the best ever.
Oh, I would say it was the best ever. It was fantastic. 10cc Saturday night was superb. Brother Strutt, who I saw for the first time last year, were just amazing. And Spike Edney with Roger Taylor and Paul Young and Toya and Madeline Bell. Oh, brilliant. And the curry was great too. But on this occasion, Vintage Revival, this is the 1st and 2nd of September from 10 till 5. They are celebrating all things vintage in the gorgeous surroundings of the Rural Life Centre. There's music, makeovers, stalls and much more. It's going to be a wealth of entertainment for all ages. Vintage makeovers, photography, the Dust Bowl singers are going to be there, Boot Heel Playboys, Steve Conway and Amanda Jane. They've got the Wheeled Glenn Miller tribute band also performing. A rock and roll dance will offer visitors a chance to show off their jive and their Lindy Hop on the Saturday night, featuring music from the Roosters. And there's also going to be a display of classic cars. All visitors are welcome to dress up for the occasion, and a prize will be to the best dressed and stall holder will sell vintage wares from the 40s, 50s and 60s. Ego?
Sounds good.
Chance to go into your wardrobe, Graham. That'll be fine.
How do you know what's in my wardrobe?
Same as probably what's in my
get
husband's.
My flares
yeah,
out.
Like, straight there. Anybody who is pining, and this is not me, but I'm just saying, for Love Island. Quite.
Oh dear.
On the 8th of September, two of the guys from Love Island, now let me find their
right.
names, Charlie Frederick and Scott Thomas, are going to be in Guildford. They're going to be at the Electric Theatre, where there are three sessions of a fashion show put on by the Friary Centre, taking place 11:30, 1:30 and 3:30 in the Musical Arts venue. And it's going to focus on the glitz and glam of Hollywood movies. You'll be greeted with a glass of bubbly and a box of popcorn. Sit back and enjoy your tasty treats while watching professional models up close parading the catwalk. Then get your best selfie face ready, because after the show, Love Island stars Charlie and Scott will be available for a meet and greet session inside the Friary at 12:30, 2:30 and 4:15. Now, there are some people screaming at the radio. I know I don't get that, neither do you, but
no,
there you go.
You
now,
are.
This exclusive event is free, but it has very limited spaces. So you need to either go to the Friary Centre's concierge, which is located on level one, and get your ticket, or email concierge@thefriaryguildford.com, or by calling a number, which again I will leave with Graham. That's the best way to do it. The first 100 guests to book their seats will receive a free goodie bag. And there's plenty more information on thefriaryguildford.com. Look for fashion show.
Oh, that's going to be popular.
You see, some people are
going
to love that.
They are.
It did sell out last week. last year, it did sell out. And finishing off with fantastic charity event, Sounds of the 60s. It's taking place at HG Wells Conference and Events Centre in Church Street, Woking. It is on the 7th of September at 8 o'clock. Tickets are £15. And Out of the Shadows, a local 60s band, will be presenting the Sounds of the 60s, an evening of live music at the HG Wells. The band performs a broad selection of popular numbers from the late 50s, early 60s, including work from artists such as Cliff Richard and the Shadows, the Beatles, Buddy Holly, the Byrds, Billy Fury and Herman's Hermits. Tickets are £15 and all proceeds raised will go to support the great work of the Woking and Sam Bear Hospices. There you go.
Good drop of nostalgia to finish on.
That's this week's offering. Next week we'll be into Heritage Open weekends and quite a few food and drink harvesty type things coming up.
Great stuff. Those Heritage weekends are really good to go over.
They are indeed.
And not normally available to you.
That's right. Yes, they're the best ones.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Diana, so much. If people want to find out more,
go along and see us at the tourist office or look at visitguildford.com.
Thank you. We'll talk to Diana again next week.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.